Good day, everyone. This is John Thomas. And in case you didn't know, I'm the author of two books on weight. The first is called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. And the other one is How to Weigh Less Permanently. I'm not here to sell you books. Both the books are out of print. I'm here to discuss the real problem about weight. I've done this before, and I've had thousands of downloads and thousands of plays, but in view of what's going on in the world of weight, I thought it's about time we have another discussion about this, because I don't think anybody understands the real problem. Now, you weigh too much, or you want to weigh less, but that's not the problem. The real issue is, why do you weigh what you do? Let's say you used to weigh a lot less, maybe when you were younger, and over time your weight increased by, let's say, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 pounds. So the weight didn't increase by accident. Nobody came from outer space to tell you to weigh more. Your weight increased because you put too much food in your mouth. People call it eating. That's a mistake. Eating is something you do for nourishment. When you need nourishment, you put food, you eat. You put food in your mouth, and all eating is you taste the food, you chew the food, you swallow the food. That's it. There is nothing more to eating than those steps. Taste the food, put it in your mouth, chew the food, and swallow it. Bang, it's all gone. Now, if you don't want to get fat or overweight, you don't want that food in your system. But once you put it in your mouth, you know it's going to be in the system. So why did you gain weight to begin with? It wasn't the food. It wasn't the calorie content. It wasn't your lack of exercise. You don't have to run around the block. The point is, and it's so terribly simple and nobody wants to deal with it really, is you made yourself overweight or fat, and you did it on purpose. You knew when your weight went up 5 pounds that you were gaining weight and it was uncomfortable. So why didn't you just stop and say, I don't want to weigh this. I want to weigh something less. So why did you do it? And this is the fundamental question. After all, if you didn't gain weight, you wouldn't be worried about losing it. So what caused you to put all that food in your mouth? Again, it's not just eating. Eating is kind of a glamorous term. We're just talking about the reality. You put food in your mouth, you tasted it, you chewed it, and you swallowed it, and you got overweight or fat. Now, if you really want to understand the problem and be able to weigh anything you want to weigh, any weight you like, which I promise you can do for free, there's no charge, it's all yours, you have to understand and feel what it is that caused you to gain weight. You didn't want to, but you put food in your mouth, enough food, that your weight would go up. So why did you do it? You know, one of the ways to figure this out is put something in front of yourself that you know will cause you to gain weight. A lot of calories. I don't care what it is. I use ice cream and chocolate just as an example. It can be anything. Put it in front of you. Now, why are you thinking of putting it in your mouth? The reason is it is your emotional need for food. Food in that, food in your system, food in your mouth. Your whole experience with food ends the second you swallow it. The food's gone. It has no more effect upon you. Yes, your weight, of course, but it doesn't affect your problem. So the issue is, why in God's name did you do it? The reason is because the food made you feel better, not the food in your system. The food in your mouth. You put chocolate and say, oh my gosh, that feels so good. God, it makes me feel better. Putting food in your mouth enables you to cope with your daily frustrations, your daily activities. It makes you feel comfortable. And that's why you put food in your mouth. Now, as a corollary to that, understand why you weigh what you do. Why did you stop at your present weight? Let's say you gained 30, 40 pounds. So this is just an example. Why didn't you gain 50 pounds or 30 or 20? Because you got to a weight where you felt emotionally comfortable. You say, oh, John, that's just crazy. I hate what I weigh. Really? Then why'd you do it? The reason you did it is because the weight enabled you to continue putting food in your mouth in an amount that made you feel comfortable. And that's why you stay at that weight. People say, oh my gosh, losing weight is so hard. Nonsense. It should be the easiest thing in the world. Just put less food in your mouth. So I don't call it a diet. It's not a diet. You have to understand all diets are trying to take away food that you need emotionally, that made you feel better. So you can't do that. It's really hard. It's almost virtually impossible. So you got to a weight where you felt comfortable. And anytime you'll call it lose weight. I don't. I call it your weight going down. Let's say your weight went down in 10 to 15 pounds. The chance of you staying there is very small because you're not emotionally comfortable. Look, there are a whole raft of new drugs coming to market that are widely advertised, and they say that will make you lose weight. And I put that in quotes. Maybe so. That's a great thing. People could weigh less. It's wonderful for their health. It's a terrific thing. All in favor. But then they say you have to keep taking it your entire life or you will go back to the weight you were at before. Really? Why? If you lose weight, again in quotes, using these drugs, which is terrific, why would you go back to your weight that you started at once you start taking this? That's because the weight is a weight you feel emotionally comfortable weighing. So you lose weight and then you gain it back. So what is the magic ingredient that these drugs have? Look, I'm not a scientist. They know. They say it makes you feel full. My guess is that's not completely accurate. My guess is that it temporarily suspends or reduces temporarily the emotional need you need to put food in your mouth. That's, I think, what it does. It says, okay, John, you don't need all this food right now. It's not a question of feeling full. If it was, why would you go back to your to the weight that you hate, that you tell, oh my gosh, I can't stand this? So I think it's everything, the whole deal is emotional, because that's why you made yourself fat, and that's why you're going to continue to weigh that. If you take these wonderful drugs, which I think is terrific, keep in mind, why are they saying that if you stop taking them, you'll go back to the weight? Why would you ever go back to a weight in which you say you hate? So they're temporary in their effect. It's not permanent. The only way you will ever, ever, ever permanently weigh less is to eliminate the need you feel to put food in your mouth to make you feel better or be okay or able to cope. When you see some ice cream in front of you and you go to a buffet where there's unlimited food, why are you going to gorge yourself? Why are you going to put all that stuff in your mouth? Stop and think that any time that you're faced with a situation of putting food in your mouth, again, it's not eating, that's for nourishment. Putting food in your mouth is for emotional stability. You're emotionally comfortable. Make sure you understand why you are doing it. And once you're able to grasp this and understand why you are making yourself overweight or fat and keeping yourself there on purpose, then you will be able to rid yourself of your emotional need for food, which I call your ENF. Once you eliminate your ENF, you're free. You don't have to worry about food ever, ever, ever again. Why? Because you will only have food for eating. That is for nourishment. Now, yeah, if you want to get an ice cream bar, fine. Who cares? That's not the issue. You will be able to choose the weight that you feel comfortable. Right now, the way that you feel comfortable is being dictated by the severity of your emotional need for food. If your emotional need for food was greater than it is right now, you would weigh more because you'd have to put more food in your mouth to feel emotionally comfortable. If your emotional need for food was less than it is now, then you wouldn't have to worry because you would weigh less. It is all dictated by the need you feel to put food in your mouth. It is so very simple that I don't understand why people are fighting over this. But in order to understand completely and get free, I'm selling you freedom, and I'm selling it for free. I do not want a penny of your money. Keep it. You'll need it for new clothes. So the issue is, how do you get rid of your emotional need for food or reduce it or eliminate it? The way to do it is to understand and feel. Feel what it is that is causing you to keep putting food in your mouth. You can do this anytime. It's self-taught. It's so easy. Anytime you're thinking you put food in your mouth, say, why am I doing this? Why do I need this? And you will understand. There's more to do. Stick with me. We'll go over this over and over. It's not a one-day affair, but it could be very quick. Once you understand the problem and you face the problem, you stop talking about, quote, losing 5 pounds or losing 10 pounds. Again, the chance of you doing that permanently is very close to zero. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. Remember, this is free. I don't want a penny of your money. You will need it for new clothes. Goodbye.